Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Amen. There is a word we want to share with you today. If you would, turn or scroll with us in your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter number 28. Book of Acts, chapter number 28. Amen. We thank God for all of you sharing with us today, taking time out of your busy schedule. We praise God for our praise team. Thank God for our ministerial staff. Thank God for Minister Moss blessing us this morning, our Sunday school. And we're just so blessed of God. Attack this text this morning, surviving snake bites. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Surviving snake bites. Child of God, the Christian life that we're living was never designed, was never promised to be easy for any of us. You have to understand something today, that when we go through difficulties in life, the enemy will say some things to destroy us, but God will allow those things to develop us. That God does not waste storms, God does not waste trials, God does not waste tribulations, but God has a way of utilizing everything you and I go through to be able to develop us to be the people that He has called for us to be. You have a purpose for your life. There is a powerful purpose that God has predestined for your life. And everything you are going through, everything you're experiencing, every hardship, every brokenhearted, every disappointment, every issue that you have today, it is no surprise to the Most High God. It's troubling to wonder sometimes why God allows certain things to happen. It's difficult, truth be told this morning, why does God let people die? Why does God let people get sick? Why is it that the good suffer and the bad appear to prosper? Why is it that God continues to make me wait? Why is it that God won't give me what I ask for every time I ask for it? It can become very difficult this morning, brothers and sister to really navigate and deal with this Christian life. Listen to me. Everybody is not going. I don't want to sound doom and gloom today, but everybody is not going to sign up for Christianity. Because Christianity is going to cost some things. It's going to cost you some suffering. It's going to deal with some pain. You're going to deal with some discomfort. And in the culture that we're living in this morning, y'all, too many people want to be comfortable. In the world we live in, too many people just want things to be error-free. They want to be stain-free. But God never promises us that we're going to have to live a stain-free life. He never promises us that we won't have storms. He never promised us you won't have bumps on the road, but he did promise he'll be there with you. He did promise that he would take care of you. He did promise that he would provide for you. So today, brothers and sisters, we've got to learn that God will allow some stuff to develop us, even when the devil sends stuff to destroy you. And such is the case that we see in our text on this morning. In the Apostle Paul, the great pastor, the great leader, New Testament leader, we thank God that God had changed Paul's life. And in chapter number 27, prior to our text on this morning, in chapter 27, Paul is one of 276 passengers on a ship in dealing with a storm that they did not have to deal with. Brothers and sisters, it was hard-headedness. It was disobedience. It was a refusal to listen to the man of God. Paul tried to tell these people on the boat. He tried to tell the captain on the ship, we don't need to go this way because this is not a way we can go. The weather's going to get rough. It's going to be a storm if we go this way. And they would not listen to Paul because Paul was a captive. He was a prisoner. He was on his way to Rome to go face Caesar, on his way to possibly meet the end of his life. So why should they listen to some insignificant preacher? Why should they listen to some insignificant prisoner? And so here it is, Paul tried to tell them, and they spent a two-week journey on this storm called Euroclydon in Fair Haven, on the island of Crete. They spent 2 weeks dealing with a storm that they didn't have to deal with. It was a storm of them being hard-headed. It was a storm of them being disobedient. It was a storm because they would not hear from God.
Amen.
They had to go through so much. They had to lose. They had to throw stuff overboard in order to survive. They had to throw people, wanted to throw people overboard. They wanted to throw stuff overboard. They had to navigate the ship and wait. They had to eat at certain times. 2 weeks, God spared their life. But God had gave a promise to Paul, and he promised Paul and told Paul to tell everybody on that ship, you will not die. Right. Even though this storm is going to get tough, even though this storm is going to get difficult, even though this storm will look like it's going to make you die, you will not die.
Yeah.
By the end of the text, brothers and sisters, by the end of chapter 27, that the storm got so rough that the ship broke. They got against the barriers when they came about to the point of island of Malta or Melita. They came against a big rock, and the rudders and the ship broke. And so some who could swim had to swim to shore. And others who had to come in on broken pieces. And that sounds like some of us this morning, y'all, that everybody wasn't strong enough to swim on the safety. Everybody wasn't strong enough to just talk their way to safety. Come here. Some of us this morning need to be honest and say, I got here on broken pieces. I got here on a wind and a prayer. I got here because God has spared my life. Some of us this morning ought to tell God, thank you, that I'm here on broken pieces. And they made it broken pieces. So Paul, watch this now. Paul has now transitioned himself from being a captive of the ship to becoming captain of the ship because he had the favor of God. Those other 275 people would not have lived had not Paul been on that ship with them. That's a word for somebody this morning that I know people bypass you. I know people look over you. I know you get talked about. I know you get mistreated.
Right.
But because you are attached to God, because of the purpose God has for your life, some people are living just because you are alive. Some people are functioning because you are alive. Take about 5 seconds and thank God for life. There's some people, y'all, who are prospering because you are alive today. And so our text, brothers and sisters, now they come through a difficult storm. And you would think, y'all, that God would give up a breather. I just came through a 2-week that's God's word to somebody this morning. Yeah. That you have had to come through a storm and now God is preparing you to deal with some snakes. Yeah. It does not seem fair. It does not seem realistic. This does not seem like happy news, but I promise you on the other side of this, y'all, you will give God some praise. Yeah. On the other side of this, you will see his power. On the other side of this, you will feel the anointing. Sometimes God will take you out of one place into another. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. They reached this place called Malta, 60 miles south of Sicily, off the coast of Sicily. And here they are, ladies and gentlemen. They find themselves meeting some, with the Bible says, the King James, some barbarous people. And now, according to the Greek culture, Greeks called barbarous people, people who do not speak the same language as them. And so this is where later on they became known as barbarians because of their attitude. But this group of people in Acts chapter 28 were not ugly people. They were not evil people. They were not rugged people. They were just people who didn't speak the same language. But here it is. They meet now, brothers and sisters, Paul and the rest of the passengers on the ship who did survive. I'm going to give you time to celebrate God on that. They came out of a storm. They all got to the island. They dealt with something new, but everybody survived. They did not have to have a funeral. They just came out of a storm, but they had to worry about burying nobody. They had to worry about telling nobody, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. They have to do any kind of things like that because either they didn't know where they were, didn't have much, they still had their life. And can somebody tell God thank you this morning that I don't have a lot of money, I don't feel the best, stuff ain't the way I want it to be, but I still have breath in my body. You still woke me up this morning. Some stuff you went through, y'all, some stuff God spared you from, you don't even know about it. You don't you dare get complaining. Don't you dare not give God glory. Don't you let that circumstance cause you to make it seem like God ain't been good to you. You stuck all night long. You don't know what kind of trying to come to your doorstep, but the hand of God protected you from it. Oh, glory to God. They survived the storm. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. They made their way now to the Isle of Malta. This place, once again, 60 miles from Sicily. And now here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Malta is supposed to be the place. Its name means refuge. Oh, y'all missed it. They came out of storm, and they ended up in refuge. I'm going to try one more time. They left through a storm. They went somewhere. They don't know where they are, but where they ended up is refuge. What am I saying to you? You may not know where you are, but God knows where you are. You don't know what's going on, but God knows what's going on. You can't find your way, but he is still the way. I know you're frustrated. I know you are afraid. I know you don't know what tomorrow holds, but I dare somebody to take about 5 seconds and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm in your hand. I can't figure it out, but I'm in your hand. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm in your hand. I don't feel good, but I'm in your hand. I got court this week, but I'm in your hand. I gotta go to the doctor, but I'm in your hand. I gotta deal with COVID, but I'm in your hand. Thank God. You are in refuge.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And here's the trick to life, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let your current situation cause you to think you're not in refuge. Yeah, there's no surprises to your God. And they find themselves at Malta, and they find favor with strange people. Watch this now. Now, the folk they've been on the boat with for 2 weeks been trying to get rid of them.
Come on.
But people who don't know them trying to bless them.
Yes.
I wish I could preach my text right there, but I got too much preaching to do. I got too much of a journey ahead. I really wish I could deal with that thing right there, y'all. The people who've been in storms with you, who really were trying to throw you overboard, but God spared your life, and now he pushed you amongst people who don't know you, but still trying to bless you.
Yes.
And so these people showed them kindness. But in the text, y'all, it's cold and it's raining, and they have no equipment. They have no cargo. They have no resources. They're trusting these people they don't know to help them. Watch this. Look what happened. Because it's cold and it's raining, they now have to build a fire to warm up and dry up. Listen. Because it's cold and it's raining, a fire needs to be built so that you can warm up and dry up. Now watch this. Here's what I love about Paul. Paul has shown himself to be a man of God. By the time they made the shore, they started saying, this Paul dude know what he's talking about. After they been through that hellish storm, and Paul told us we wasn't going to die, and we done came here on broken pieces, Paul, I'm kicking it with you. Paul, I'm hanging with you. You ought to learn how to hang around faithful people. We're bunch of haters. We got to stop being so jealous, honey. If there's somebody you know that's favored and touched by God, why would you talk about him? You ought to get connected to him, because there ought to be something about him that can make your life better. Watch this. Can I bless you? Here's what I love about Paul. Paul has shown himself, he has transitioned from being captive of the ship to being captain. Why do I say that? Because there ain't no more ship. The ship that was trying to take them to damnation is now the ship that's been destroyed by a storm. So now there's nobody but them and God, and Paul has now transitioned himself from being a captive to being the captain. Good people thought they were going to put you in to go lock you up. God freed them by using a storm to transition your position. Y'all missed it. He transitioned you from being a captive to being the captain. And that's why you may be catching hell, because you done transitioned. And maybe why you going through, because God done transitioned. Maybe why stuff ain't working right, because God is transitioned. That's why folk don't talk to you, because you transitioned. That's why you got the favor of God, because you done transitioned. Look at it though. Here's what I love about Paul. I ain't where I want to go. This is why I want to tell you what I love about Paul. Because they need a fire built. And Paul ain't so much of a man of God that he can't go build a fire. Yeah. I'm in the Bible, man. I ain't in the Bible yet. Verse number 3 says, as Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire. Paul is not too good to do some work. God has proven himself in Paul's life. Paul could have made himself a throne. Paul could have made himself bigger than he is. But because Paul knows who called him, Paul knows who kept him, Paul is not too good. He's not so holy to get his hands dirty. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to survive this season, stop thinking you're too good for some stuff. Stop thinking that stuff can't happen to you. Stop thinking you're too annoying to be disappointed. The devil come for you first. He come after you first. He come after your house first. He come after your children. You ain't too good. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want God to bless you, you got to learn how to get your hands dirty and be a part of your own deliverance. Watch this now. Watch this. Paul is not too good to help do some work. My Lord, he's the man of God. God has proven himself through Paul, in Paul, for Paul, and Paul is still trying to help out. People he does not know. Glory to God. People he does not know, he's trying to help them and assist them to build a fire. Watch this now. Watch this. So here we come to the point where in the text we got a little tension. A snake bites him. A viper bites it. Here's the problem that you and I have. I just came out of a storm. I just made it out of a storm. And I'm trying to do what's right. Paul is helping folk build a fire. And a strange land. I'm doing what good Christians do. I'm helping out. I'm gathering the sticks and putting them on the fire to make the fire get better. Yes. The fire, ladies and gentlemen, symbolizes, I want you to keep a point here, because the fire symbolizes the presence of God. Yes. The fire symbolizes the power of God. The fire symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Yes. Watch this now. Yes. So here it is. Paul is adding to the Holy Spirit. Yes. Paul is bringing apart God's blessings. Yes. And a snake bite. And you got, and here's what the problem is. Here's the problem you and I have. If you don't handle this, you'll stop adding to the fire. That's why some of us won't give God our best, because we've been snake bitten. Yeah. That's good. That's why we won't love our enemy, because we've been snake bitten. Yeah. You tried to help before, and some snake bit you. Yeah. And now you don't help out when it comes to the fire, because the last time you tried to help, I'm helping somebody. The last time you tried to do what's right, a snake bit you. Yeah. Who am I talking to right now on Facebook that's already made up in your mind? You ain't doing nothing else for them. Ain't doing nobody else for him. Ain't helping nobody else, because the last time you tried to help make stuff better, a snake bit you. And I bring it home for you. Not only do he bite you, he didn't bite, he was lying dormant. The snake, the viper, was lying in the stick that you were gathering. He was hiding in your work. He was hiding in your good deeds. And so now he was lying dormant in the cold and rain. But now you know, God can bring you out of some stones.
Yes, that's right.
But you weren't prepared for no snake. You know by now, yeah, he'll bring you to a storm. He's your shelter. But what happens when he takes you from a storm to a snake?
Jesus.
Storms deal with nature and stuff you can't really see. Snakes, you see. Here it is. Here it is, y'all. The snake rises up out the fire. Here it is. The snake didn't just come out of nowhere. He was in the sticks hiding.
Yes.
But when it started getting better, he bit your hand.
Oh,
look at this now. He bites Paul's hand.
Yes.
Because his hand symbolizes his work.
Jesus.
So if I bite what you're doing, you won't do it anymore.
Jesus.
And the snake has bit your praise. That's why you won't praise no more. The snake has bit your relationship. That's why you won't love no more. Who am I talking to this morning?
Yeah.
Who has fallen prey to snakes.
Jesus.
Paul bragged a little bit in 2 Corinthians 11, because Paul says, look, I've been shipwrecked before.
Right.
I've been stoned. I've been whipped. He don't talk too much about snake bite. Listen.
Jesus.
He's been shipwrecked before. He can handle that. He's been stoned before.
Come on.
He's been whipped before. Man, but snake bite?
My Lord.
Because Christians shouldn't get snake bit.
My God.
And you don't understand why God doing you like this. Why are you letting snakes bite me? If I'm supposed to be your child, why do you keep me from the snake? God, how can I be serving you and I keep running into you? I don't see snakes till I produce.
Come on.
Long as I play the game, long as I do what everybody else do, long as I do what's popular, I never see a snake. But now when I try to straighten my life up and do what's right and lift up and love people and serve the Lord, now every time I turn around,
my Lord, thank you, Jesus, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's not till, look where he bites it. It's a strategy. I look at the word. He bites him.
Come on, man.
So that the next time you touch sticks. Next time you see fire. You going over there?
Yeah.
Because you ain't got delivered.
Come on, man.
From the last.
Come on.
Yeah. Because here's God's word to somebody. Hopefully I'll bless you sometime today. I ain't got there yet. But here's the first word you got to get. That God has not come to prevent snake bite.
No.
God has come so you can overcome snake bite.
Amen.
To help you understand that, and as a certainty, that if you go serve me, you got to deal with some snakes.
Amen.
You can put all the mothballs around your heart.
Yeah.
You can put all the repellent around your heart. You can put all the lime around your heart. If that snake really wants to get your way, it coming. Because guess what, y'all? It's snake season. Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? Can't you feel it in your heart? It's snake season. Snake season. Oh, glory to God. Watch this. If you go survive snake season, watch this. You got to, first of all, let me go and give you this, and then we'll just all get happy together. Let me give you, if you go survive snake season, you got to, first of all, deal with public scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Watch this. The snake bites him. Bible says, latches on to his hand. And people see it.
Yes. Yes.
Trying to help somebody. Paul is putting sticks on the fire. And the snake is moved by the fire. So much so, because he don't like fire. So he definitely gonna bite who brought it.
Come on.
staying too far from the fire. Yes. They trying to stay cool. But only people who are going to be bold enough and daring enough to go close to the fire put themselves in the risk of getting bit by snake. Watch this. And they got to deal with public scrutiny. When this snake bites them, now the folks start talking. Obviously, there's a testimony that's been told, and they see the broken pieces coming on Malta. So now they're seeing where they came out of a storm. So they were paganistic. They were nice folk, watch this, they were nice folk on Malta, but they were pagans. These were not Christians. By the time Paul and God get through with them, they're going to get converted. Yeah. But right now, in the beginning of chapter 28, they just see stuff naturally. They can't see God in nothing. They think that anytime somebody goes through something, especially a Christian, you done something wrong.
Right, that's true.
And they judge you by what's going on with you. Yeah. They don't judge you by your heart. They'll judge you by what you deal with.
Yeah.
Look at him. Yeah, he must have made it out of that storm. But look at him now. That snake that got him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they believe in the pagan mythological god is called Justice. Her name was Justice. That's her name. Her name was Justice. And her job was to bring justice to those who had done something wrong. So in other words, they feel like if the sea didn't get it, if the storm didn't get it, that snake go get it.
Yeah.
Because he had to have done something wrong. They called him a murderer. And the pagans believe that whatever it is that happened to you, that must have been what you did to somebody else.
Yeah.
So they called Paul a murderer, which they felt like he going to get murdered because he murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Watch this now. That ain't blessing you. Let me know my watch this. They looking at it, but they're not helping it. Because people can tell you about your snake situation, but they're not in that situation with you.
Yes.
They tell you how to get delivered from snakes, but they so far away watching you deal with snakes, but they ain't got one.
Because
can't nobody tell you how to handle your snake.
Yeah.
Watch this now. Can I bless somebody? I need to bless somebody real quick. I need to bless somebody who's in an ungodly relationship. I need to bless somebody who's dealing with some terrible friends. I need to help somebody who's dealing with the wrong people. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says a poisonous viper,
yes,
a serpent, rose up and bit him on the head.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was not God that bit him.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was not a happen. It was not circumstance that bit him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want God to deliver you, you got to learn how to call a snake a snake. Stop trying to make snakes be chosen. Stop trying to make snakes be your way. Stop trying to make a snake be who they're not. A snake is a snake. And the reason some of us keep getting bit, because we don't want to call out snakes.
Yes.
Teach it. Preach it.
Oh,
you trying to make snakes say he going through something. He'll snake, give him time. He'll snake, she just going through. That's a snake. No, life happens. That's a snake. I need to take about 10 seconds. You will need more, but I ain't got that kind of time to wait on you. To take inventory of the snakes in your life.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's good.
Because you don't want to call them what they really are. Snakes? Since Eden, snakes have not been your friend. Lord, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah.
How do you expect to move forward and you keeping snakes latched on to you?
Jesus.
Because here's the problem with vipers. When vipers bite humans, they feel the pain. But if the vipers stay on too long, they inflict you with poison.
Jesus.
Listen. If a viper bites a human on the head, it's just called a dry bite.
Yes.
But if the viper stays on there too long, it becomes a wet bite, and the poison gets inflicted in the human being. The reason why some of us are confused, depressed, and down is because we got the snake hanging on too long.
Yes.
Because the snake is related to you. The snake is married to you. And you're staying in snake bite. feel good. Some snakes are fun to be around. Some snakes got a lot of money. Some snakes are popular. Some snakes got a hoop. Some snakes can sing. Some snakes are talented. Some snakes are gifted. And they crank you up. You trying to make a snake be a rabbit. You trying to make a snake be a teddy bear. But how do I know it's a snake? Because it didn't bite me till I was in the fire. Till I, when I'm doing something worthwhile, you bite me.
Breach.
Long as I'm in the sticks, long as I'm not where the fire is, you hang with me. I'm good to be around, you want me around. But the moment I get toward God, you bite me. Here it is, y'all. You got to deal with the public scrutiny. And now you can't get mad at folk for telling the truth. A snake that bit you. And sometimes, y'all, God has called us to a season when you can't keep hiding your snake bite.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. Jesus.
Too many of us are trying to suck the venom out on our own without letting God take care of it. Man, I'm preaching for y'all saying amen. Look at this. Look at this. He's been snake bitten by this viper. And the people see it, and they're looking at it. And they got a judgment about the snake bite. You got to learn how to let people talk. Ain't nothing else after that. I just want to say that to you. You got to learn how to let people talk. Let them think what they want to think. Let them say what they want to say. I can't waste too much time dealing with snakes and skeptics. I'm not going to deal with snakes and your opinion. Keep your opinion to yourself. If you're not going to help me, you're hurting me. So stay out of my face. Stay out of my business. Watch, now you watching me get bit, but watch God bless me. You saw me stay bit, but watch when God bring me out. If you will watch, watch all of it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it, y'all. Look at it. Got to call a snake a snake now. Got to call him what he is. He's in the sticks. He's in the sticks. Came from the sticks. He bit him. It hurt. People saw it. Right? That's a snake bite.
Yeah.
Ouch. This snake done bit me. People seeing it. They judging me. They criticize me saying, ha, good for you. I thought you supposed to be Jesus Jr. You shouldn't be snake bitten. I thought you pray so much. Why are you getting snake bitten? The sign of you being a favorite and covered by God is not the absence of problems. It's in the midst of problems.
Yes.
And God delivered you while you're in the problem.
Yes.
That's how you know God is present in your life. Mm-hmm. Not when stuff don't happen. It's just that when you catch hell, you keep bringing heaven.
Watch this.
Now, that means, y'all, you've got to stop treating, because watch this, the fire didn't do it. Don't take out on the fire what a snake did. What am I trying to say? When you able to come back to church, don't blame the church behind your snake.
Come on.
Here it is. I'm going to bless somebody. This is free. This is for free. I ain't going to charge y'all a dime for this. Watch this. Thank God for the fire. Here's why. Because it exposes snakes you didn't know existed.
That's right.
Watch this now, watch this. Because imagine if Paul would have just kept walking around with his sticks.
My God.
You open the door for more snakes to hide behind your work.
Yes, Lord.
More snakes want to hide out because you never challenge them with the fire. Snakes don't want the challenge of the fire. Watch this. So if the fire, here's what we mess up at. This is for free still. Snake, the fire exposed the snake. And it's going to take fire to exterminate it.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
That's right.
Here's what we do wrong. The fire exposes the snake. We get mad at the fire and keep the snake.
Yes.
But watch what Paul does. Paul does secondly, he detaches from and parts with the snake. If you want to survive the snake bite, You got to detach from it and part with it. You got to get it off you and then get it away from you. Mm-hmm. Listen. Because mm-hmm. if you don't get it away from you, it can get back on you.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Man, it's better. This tastes good to me today, y'all.
Yes.
You got to detach. You got to take it off you. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Lord just showed me something. If you can detach a snake off you, that means you still have some power in you.
What? Yeah.
Because I used what he didn't bite to get him off what I did.
Right.
What he
didn't
bite.
Right.
I still got something left. Just call the snake bit me.
Hallelujah.
Look at it. He detaches from the snake.
Yeah.
Now he shakes him off and throws him somewhere. Mm-hmm. Here's where we mess up. Stop throwing snakes on somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Mm.
Yes.
That's good.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't want to be the only one devil's snake. Here, you get you some of that snake too.
Uh-huh.
Because see, I know that means, saints of God, you know what it's like to be snake bitten. You don't want to wish that on somebody
right.
else.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Amen. Lord, you don't mess with us today. You know what it's like to be snake bitten. So why would you throw it, shake it off on somebody else?
Amen.
Stop shaking your negativity on somebody else.
Right.
Stop shaking your pessimism
right.
on somebody else. Stop shaking your problems on everybody else. Take it off and throw it in the fire.
Amen.
Watch this now. The same fire that exposes snakes is the same fire that can extinguish the snake.
Yeah.
And all this is God today. Don't leave the fire just because you got bit. Stay in the fire so you can get blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, too many of us leave the fire, y'all, and we don't deal with the snake. Here's the question. Here's the problem. Here's what I want to ask you. Why do you think he's running from the fire in the first place? Why do you think the snake is running from the fire? Because they don't want to deal. You want to shut some folk up?
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah.
I bet they shut up and walk off.
Yeah.
They get to talking stupid in the name of Jesus. Oh, there you go with all that.
Yeah, absolutely. With all that.
They come out that mess in the name of Jesus. Oh, well, I'll talk to you later, then.
Because
snakes don't want no parts of the fire.
Yeah.
You want to detach from that snake and then place that snake in the fire.
Mm.
The fire, ladies and gentlemen, must mean that's the answer.
Because
if it was, if the fire exposes it, stay there long enough and put it back in the fire to extinguish it.
Yes, yes.
To exterminate it.
Mm.
Oh, man. See, y'all don't want to hear God. Y'all don't want to hear God today. That means you can't go call Orchid. Because Orchid ain't got nothing on spiritual snakes.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
Iyanla got her own snakes. She can't fix yours.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah got her own. This red table stuff, whatever, you ain't going to fix it.
Right.
All you're doing is expose snakes, but ain't nothing to exterminate.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
All they was putting mess out there and people business. Now it's too many snakes. Everybody gets it.
Yes.
But nobody getting helped.
Yes.
Because look, you stop trying to be fashionable with snakes hanging on you.
Yes.
Snakes are not meant to be your decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Snake skin.
Yes.
Y'all catch that later on.
Yes.
But not a snake itself.
That's right.
My God.
Watch this. Watch this. I'll leave y'all alone. Y'all ain't feeling me today. Watch
good.
This. Watch this. He shakes him off, throws him in the fire. Because obviously he don't want no part of the fire. So I'm going to put him where he don't want to be.
Jesus.
If you didn't want to deal with being burned by the fire, you shouldn't have hooked on to a snake.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to learn how to let snakes know who you are and who they are not.
Yes.
And the fire is going to show who you are and who he or she is not.
That's right.
There's power you have to deal with a snake.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You got to learn how to shake stuff off, y'all.
Yes.
You got to learn how to shake it off. You got to learn how to get it off of you. And God has a way of taking stuff off you and using it to bless you. There's a story of this old mule named Tom. This old mule named Tom, he was old. I mean, he was old. But he was a faithful mule to his family, the family that owned him. They went to the store, old Tom would lead them. They go out in the field, old Tom would pull. But then, one day, brothers and sisters, because he had gotten a little older, he didn't pay attention to where he was going, old Tom fell into a well. Fell into a deep well. And old Tom thought that the family was going to try to get him out because he's been so faithful. And they didn't try to get him out. When he heard them say from down in that hole, well, like we can't read through the old tongue, but we'll move on to something else. And so we might as well go and dig, bury him not there, bury him alive. No tongue got all messed up. He mean tell me, long as I done pulled him, long as I done been out for him, they trying to bury me, and not just bury me, but bury me alive.
Yes.
And y'all true to form, that family started doing it. They took that dirt and they started throwing it in that hole. And that dirt fell on old Tom back. But old Tom say, I ain't gonna die just cause they want to bury me. So old Tom shook that dirt off. They didn't see what's going on down in that hole. And old Tom, they kept on digging more dirt and put it in that hole. And old Tom, they fell on his back again. He shake that dirt off too. He take them lies and he would shake them off. He take that mess and he would shake it off. He take that division, he would shake it off. He take that sickness, he would shake it off. And the more he shook it off, he looked around and he had some dirt to stand on. And the dirt he was standing on, the more dirt today is shake it off. If a mule can do it, you and I can do it. Shake it off and stand on top of it, and you'll be in a higher place than you ever been before. Paul shook the stake off and put him in the fire. And the same folks sitting there watching, they skeptical, they looking. Well, he got that snake off him. Now they sat back, y'all, and they watch it. Because when a snake bites you, you're supposed to either swell up or die. Oh. Ain't no emergency room in Acts 28. Ain't no quality control in Acts 28. Ain't no Google. Ain't no WebMD. Ain't no black seed oil. Ain't no lime. Ain't no lemons. Ain't no natural, ain't no natural stuff you can get. You can't go get no sassafras rooting it. Ain't no snuff you can put on there. There ain't nothing in Acts chapter 28 to deal with that bite. All Paul got is the power of God. And when you survive a snake bite, you start understanding you got to deal with public scrutiny. If you're going to survive a snake bite, you got to learn how to detach from and part with the snake. And then last, if you're going to survive a snake bite, you will discover the power of God to save you.
Yeah.
If you want to survive a snake bite, y'all, some of y'all right now don't even understand that right now where you're looking at me all crazy, you have already survived it, not because of you, but because of the power of God at work in you.
Yeah.
You have no idea. God has been so good to you that while people watching you so want you to die, want you to dry up, want you to fall out, your belly getting bigger, God blessing you, your belly coming. You ain't got no money, but you're getting all your bills paid. Don't know how to get it. The door opened up. People don't like you. God create new stuff for you because God's power at work in you is greater than anybody else outside of you. They're watching God. And somebody right now watching you. Because as a Christian, you are called to be a witness. has got to be able to hold you up, because you can't find the church. You can't find the deacon. You can't find the building. You got to have it in your heart. And people watching you. They watching you. Ain't they watching you? I always feel like somebody's watching me. Somebody's watching you. They looking at you. Not to hear your Sunday morning stuff, but to see how you handle steak bites. They don't watch people lie on you, and they want to see how you respond.
Right.
They watching you deal with ditches people done dug and see how you respond to that. They setting up stuff in your house. They messing with your husband, messing with your wife, bothering your kids. Let's see how you going to respond. You've been grinning at church. Let's see if you're grinning at Walmart. You've been praying to God at church. See if you're praying to when I mess with you. You did it next to bite your home, to bite your finances, to bite your health, to bite your sanity, to bite your healing, to see if you still going to trust God. You say, God, you say you love God. I'm going to send an invisible virus to see if you still going to pray. See if you still going to trust me. Listen here. Here, you know why people is messed up by corona? Because you ain't never heard of it before. You know he'll bring you through cancer. You know he'll bring you through the flu. You know he'll bring you through AIDS. You know he'll bring you through everything else. But you ain't never seen this one before. Will you still trust God? Will you deal with a brand new somebody? They watch it. They watch it. They watch him, Paul. To see how you gonna handle it. They wait on him, y'all. To swell up. Or die. People looking at you expecting the worst to come. And the days keep going by. I'm done. I got to do this. Look at they watching Paul. And Bible says, verse number 6 says, the people waited for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead because the snake been on there long enough, they think, to kill him.
Come on. Come on.
So he ought to at least holler or die. Paul doesn't need him. Paul don't even holler. Does the Bible say Paul holler? I can't put something in there that ain't there. Bible don't say Paul holler. Watch this. Bible don't even say, Luke don't even say, Paul said something to the skeptic. Because who's more important to deal with, the skeptic or the snake? And the more time you spend trying to prove yourself to people, you can't never give them snakes in your life.
That's right. That's right.
Come on,
look at it. But when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he was a God. See, these are still carnal people.
Yes.
These are people who don't know God.
Yes.
So they know there's something special about him.
Yes.
Some keeping him.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It's some keeping him. Watch this now. He got snake bitten. Bible says he wasn't harmed.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He was snake bitten. They saw the snake latch on. They saw the snake bite. But verse 6 says they watched him for a long time and he ain't harmed.
Yes.
He don't look like what bit
him. My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Teach it.
Amen.
And they determined that he was a God. What they didn't know that there was the God who was at work in him. And watch how God bless you. Here's your blessing, y'all. That God is so much of a God in you that you look like God to them.
Yeah.
Missed it. Missed it. People think you really special and you smart enough to know it ain't me. It's the power of God at work in me that makes me look better than I am. The truth of the matter is, it did hurt me. Truth of the matter is, it did bother me. It did afflict me. Chapter later on in chapter 28, Paul went to this man named Publius's house, and healed his family.
Yes.
With the same hand when you can take what hurts you and use to heal somebody else. I'm not bitter because I got bitten. I'm going to be so blessed. I'm going to be a blessing to somebody else. That's God's word to you today. That when you survive the snake bites, you won't be afraid of the fire. You'll press forward and see what God got in store for you. Surviving snake bites. God bless you today. God keep you. You can make it. You got to deal with it. It's a reality, almost a certainty, that all of us will deal with snake bites in our life. Spiritual snake bites. You can't prevent some stuff. Because some snakes, you find one of the ugly parts about this is, Paul was doing the work when the snake bit him. That meant that the snake was in where Paul works.
Yes. Wow.
Some snakes bite you in the ministry.
Yeah.
Some of my most painful snake bites have come from people I was putting sticks on the fire with.
Yeah. My Lord.
But I'm not going to take it out on the fire.
That's right.
Because some snake bit me. I'm going to learn to thank God that he showed me snakes I didn't know existed.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
And I never would have known that had I not been by the fire.
That's right.
And I'm not going to get mad at church. I'm not going to stop giving God my best. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up on ministry because of a few snakes.
Yes, that's right.
Sometimes, y'all, fire exposes a whole snake bed, snake pit. Whole pit of snakes you find when you bring fire. They take it out on you, but really it's about that fire. You were the one who brought it, that's why they take it out on you. But God comes today to heal you and to deliver you from those snake bites. God has called you for a great purpose, a great ministry he has for your life. But you've let, who am I talking to this morning? Let snake bites cause you not to do what God says do. You won't progress, you won't move forward because you're so afraid of being bitten again. Because that last time hurt you. That last one hang on a little longer. Here's your shout. It didn't kill you.
Amen.
You still got your mind. You still got a purpose, still got a gift. Your anointing is still there. Who am I talking to today? Who needs to go beyond those snake bites? Because you are built as a Christian, you got to love.
Amen.
And snakes have bit some of us so much, you won't even love the best of your ability anymore. Won't give your best, won't give, won't love, won't fellowship, won't come with people, because you just don't want to get bit again. But I believe, y'all, the greater the bite, the greater the blessing.
Amen.
Your Savior, my Savior, took a whole bunch of bites. He took every last one of our bites and put them on that cross with him. And because he got up that third day morning, he overcame those bites and gave us the power to overcome those bites. I know it's sometimes painful. I know sometimes they are poisonous. I know sometimes they are purposeful. Some people, like, they wake up in the morning just to bite you. Some people make their mission just to bite everything you try to do. That lets you know that God has his hand on you. Because, watch this, it's not people trying to bite you. It's a snake. It's the enemy. And the enemy is a deceiver. But watch this. You know what gave Paul a little peace? I'll give you some peace. Jesus told his disciples in Mark chapter 16 that the one that he's called and sent, he says you'll be able to drink the deadly poison. You'll be able to handle snakes.
Amen.
Read it. Say Mark chapter 16. You'll be able to, when I send you, that when poison comes, it won't kill you. When snakes do come, you can shake them off and handle them.